Praise the Lord. You are ready. And heaven is ready for you. And all those requests of your heart, good, 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 in your life, in Jesus' name. Tonight is a special night. A special night for you. That the God of wonders, the God of power, and the God of all possibilities is coming directly to you today. And the ever-present miracle-working Christ will be present with you there. Is about to work right now. In whose life? Father, we thank you at this time. Father, we glorify your name. Father, we honor your name. Father, we exalt your name. You are the God of power and the God of all possibilities. And we know that today you are going to touch every life. You are going to visit everyone. And you ever present with your power, you are going to deliver every oppressed person in Jesus' name. Tonight, wonders of salvation. Wonders of healing. Wonders of miracle, wonders of your personal touch and perfect transformation in every life in Jesus' name. We exalt you, we honor you, we magnify your name, and we pray you inhabit the praises of the heart of everyone tonight in Jesus' name. Marvelous wonders you reveal and you manifest in every life tonight in Jesus' name. Wipe the tears away. Take the sorrow away. Take the suffering away. And Lord, we pray everyone will have a divine touch and testimony as well. Confirm it, O Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Another amen. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight we come to the presence of the Lord for our own great miracle explosion. And in your life, in your family, in your community, in your congregation, anywhere you find yourself tonight, that great miracle working power of the Lord will work unhindered, unrestrained in your life in Jesus' name. Tonight, I bring the message from the Lord unto you. And the message is the ever-present miracle working Christ. That same Christ, what he did before, is still doing today, and is ever present anywhere we call upon his name, ever present wherever there is any need, wherever there is any suffering, and wherever there is a person that says, I want the salvation of the Lord, I want the redemption of the Lord, I want the transforming power of the Lord. Wherever there is anyone that is crying out and calling out to meet the need of his life, spiritual need, physical need, emotional need, financial need, professional need, anywhere there's anyone that is calling upon the Lord and saying, Lord, I am here, he'll be present there with you. And as we mention the name of Jesus and we connect to the power of the Lord, that power, that name, working wonders will come upon your life tonight. Upon me tonight. Upon me tonight. The ever-present miracle-working Christ We're looking at Hebrews chapter 2, and I'm reading from verses 3 and 4. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Then in verse 4, it tells us, God also, bearing witness, both with signs and wonders and divers, different, various miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his will. According to his will. Miracles at the will of God. Signs and wonders at the will of God. Salvation, freedom, forgiveness, transformation of life. That's the will of God. And God bears witness. When we reveal Christ, God bears witness. When we lift up Christ, God bears witness. When we bring the sinner to confront or to come to the Savior, and we bring the sinner and the Savior together, God bears witness with signs, with wonders, and with diverse miracles, and with the gifts of the Holy Ghost, and everything he does, he'll do it in your life tonight. Everything he does, he'll work miracle in your life tonight. He does according to his own will. When Christ comes to your life, and when God bears witness, what he does is every other will, the will of Satan, the will of man that is contrary to you, he crushes everything, and the will of the Almighty God comes to bear upon your life. And tonight is your night. I said, tonight is my night. The night of miracle, the night of wonder, the night of salvation, the night of redemption, the night of deliverance, and the night when the mighty power of heaven will set every captive free. Every captive free. And the things that are bound you, kept you in captivity until this moment, all the chains, all the shackles, they are broken in Jesus' name. Look at verse 10 of that same chapter. In verse 10, it says, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. He suffered already at the whipping post, he suffered for you. On the cross, he suffered for you. He cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was the moment of his suffering for you. And then it says that suffering is to bring many sons unto God. And tonight, he'll bring you to God. If you are seeking the Lord, he'll bring you to God. Even if you are saved already, he'll bring you deeper into God in Jesus' name. And all those desires of your heart that you want to be close to God, you want to have deep relationship with God, and you want all those things that have separated you from the inheritance of the Lord, everything to be taken away, tonight is your night of manifestation. Bringing many sons out of shame to glory, out of sin to glory, out of suffering to glory, out of captivity to glory, out of imprisonment to glory, out of degradation, out of everything that has held you down, he'll bring you out and he'll bring you to glory. I rejoice with you tonight, that tonight is that night and the day and the time the Lord has ordained, and the glory of God and the glory of heaven brought by Christ through the gospel will come to you tonight in Jesus' name. And he's going to make himself the captain of your salvation. The captain of my salvation. Where are you? The captain of my salvation. And you'll find tonight that he saves. You'll find tonight, no matter the description of your sin, the darkness of your sin, the deprivation, degradation of your shame, he'll bring you out of there tonight, and he'll bring you to glory in Jesus' name. He did it before. Look at that blind man. He came and the Lord opened his eyes, brought him out of darkness, and brought the glory of heavenly light. Look at that leper. The leper came and said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me whole. He touched him and made him whole. He's touching you tonight. And he brought him out of that defilement of leprosy. And he brought him the glory of cleansing and the glory of a new body as well as a new life. Look at yourself, Phoenician woman. My daughter is grievously vexed of the devil. Brought her out of the body of the heart and brought her to glory. He'll bring you to glory tonight. And then look at Lazarus. Dead, first, second, fourth, third, and fourth day in the grave. And Christ came, and Martha said, Lord, if you had been here 4 days ago, my brother would not have died, but now he is dead, is buried, and is already stinking. And Jesus said, he will live again. And Jesus said to you tonight, you will live again. And then Jesus came there. Where did you bury him? And then he saw that. And Jesus said, take away the stone. If you take away the stone of unbelief tonight, and the stone of all your peculiar things that you like, that God doesn't like. If you take away the stone tonight, the stone of contradiction, contradicting the Lord. The Lord is going to surprise you with a miracle tonight. And then eventually he got there and Martha said, Lord, you understand, he's stinking already. All the stench, all the odor, all the evidence of that death will vanish away tonight in Jesus' name. And they took away the stone. He's still doing what he did before. And if we're going to experience what he did before, we have to also do what they did at that time, that they came to the Lord with expectation, and what they expected was manifested in their lives. And Jesus stood there and called his name. He's calling your name tonight. He knows where you are. He knows what you are suffering from. He knows the predicament. He knows the captivity. And he calls your name tonight. He said, Lazarus, what's your name? I said, what's your name? Shout out your name. Come forth. And he that was dead came forth. And then he said, loose him and let him go. You're free. You're delivered. Because he did that before. And he's still doing that today. He will do it in your life. That's why we're told in Hebrews chapter 13, reading from verse 8. It says, Jesus Christ, the same. No change at all in his love, no change in his mercy, no change in his power, no change in his might, in his ability. There is no change. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. It's done. I said it's done. Tonight, as I've announced to you, the Lord is sending a message through this clay, through this vessel. And the message the Lord is sending is the ever-present miracle working in Christ. The three things, as usual, we're going to talk about. Number one, the unmerited mercy for penitent sinners. Don't ever come and say, Lord, I've done this, I accomplished this, I planted this, I built this. Because of that, do this for me. The grace of God, the mercy of God, the miracle of God, the salvation of God is unmerited. The unmerited mercy for penitent sinners. Number two, the undeniable mustard. That's something very small. The mustard seed, the seed of faith, the undeniable mustard, healing particular, peculiar sicknesses. Praise the Lord, tonight you are healed. That little faith, that mustard seed of the faith in Christ, the faith in our Creator, will touch your life tonight, turn everything around, healing. Any, whatever the name of the sickness, healing comes to you tonight in Jesus' name. Number three is the unfailing miracle from the powerful Savior. A miracle that cannot fail. A miracle that will be very evident. A miracle, you'll feel it in your body. You'll sense it in your life. Other people seeing you, they will see this is God. He will do it for you tonight. Number three then is the unfailing miracle from the powerful Savior. Number one now, the unmerited mercy for penitent sinners. Unmerited mercy for penitent sinners. It tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1, and you, as he quickened, you, as he made alive, you, as he brought to life, who are dead in trespasses and sins. The spiritual death, that separation from the living God. There is physical death, that separation from the living community. And there is eternal death, that is separation from the glory of heaven and the God of heaven forever and ever. And as we come to Christ, as we say, Christ will be my life, and Christ will be the giver of life to me in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Death, spiritual death, premature death, death eternal, cancel from your life in Jesus' name. And you come to Christ, and then you will live your life to the full. You will live your life complete. Life eternal comes from the Lord. And you, as he quickened, who are dead in trespasses and sins. It tells us in verse 4, it tells us, but God, who is rich in mercy. How do I get that life? How do I get that salvation? How do I get that eternal life, that spiritual life? How do I get the very life of Christ in my spirit, in my soul? By the mercy of God. That mercy is there today. That mercy will touch you there today. Because God is rich in mercy. Rich in mercy. Underline that word rich if you are carrying a Bible. Otherwise, let me just explain to you. When we say rich, it means whatever they need, the riches, the wealth, the finance, they're able to carry everything. What he's saying here is the poorest of sinners, the dirtiest of sinners, the most terrible of sinners, the most unthinkable of evil people. The salvation of God and the mercy of God is so rich, it will cover you. If somebody is as sinful as Saul of Tarsus was, the grace of God, the love of God, the mercy of God will cover you. If somebody is as dirty as Zacchaeus, robbing this and robbing that, the moment you meet Christ, the grace of God and the mercy of God is so rich, that mercy will cover you. If somebody is as bad as Mary Magdalene, indwelt by evil spirits, seven of them, driving her here, driving her there, driving her everywhere, the moment you meet Christ, Christ will smile at you. And he will forgive all your sins and break every yoke in your life in Jesus' name. If anyone is as terrible, as violent as the city of Nineveh, the Lord will have mercy on you. The mercy of God is so wide and is so deep that that mercy will cover everyone, every family, every community as you come in Jesus' name. I rejoice with you. Mercy for you tonight. Love for you tonight. Grace for you tonight. Salvation for you tonight. Forgiveness for you tonight in Jesus' name. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, verse 5, then tells us, even when we were dead in sins, even when we were dead in sins. I've met some people in this my brief life, of those who are asking for salvation, and then I say, can you get saved now? They said, no, I cannot get saved now. I said, why? They want to turn over a new leaf. They want to make their lives better. They want to change a lot of things. They want to help a lot of people. They want to do good here, and then they want to come back to God and say, God, I'm ready now. And God says, why do you think you are ready? Because I've stopped smoking, because I tried to get off the drunkenness, and because I'm not following this, following that anymore. And God says, you've not done enough. If you want to do it by yourself, you have not done enough. Go back and do again. It is not by marriage. It is not what you can do. It is what he has done. I need an amen. Amen. What Christ has done. Do you think that, you know, your holy water you are trying to pray and fast on is better than the blood of Jesus? Do you think that the do good religion, I'm trying this, I'm trying that, do you think it's better than the suffering of Jesus? Do you think you're turning over a new leaf is higher, is greater, is more acceptable than the blood of the Lamb that was shed for you? Even when we were still dead in sin, he has quickened us together with Christ by grace. Wonderful. Not by works, by grace, not by trial, by grace, not by crying, by grace, not by doing good, by grace, not by human goodness, by grace are ye saved. That's why your salvation is ready. Come and collect that salvation, because it's ready and it's available for you. Look at verse 8. It says in verse 8, for by grace are you saved. For by grace are you saved. I've done this. For by grace are you saved. I paid so much money to a particular religious assembly. For by grace are you saved. And then I've, you know, shown did and done this and done that for people. For by grace are you saved through faith, as we believe in the Lord. And say, yes, Lord, I know there is nothing I can do. There is nothing I ought to do. Christ has done everything for me. And I come on the basis of what Christ has done, immediately salvation will come to you. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. How much do we pay for a gift? Somebody there, how much do you pay for a gift? Nothing. If you have to pay, it is no more a gift. You pay with your tears, that's no more a gift. You pay with fasting, that's no more a gift. You pay by religious rituals and ceremonies, that's no more a gift. You pay with candle, and you pay with, you know, whatever you want to pay with, that's no more a gift. It says it is the gift of God. The same kind of salvation that Peter received by grace, the same kind of salvation that Paul received by grace, that salvation is yours tonight. For it is the gift of God. It's mine. I said it's mine. What do I do? How do I come by that grace? What's the one solitary thing that God himself, the God of heaven, that he says, here is the way I want you to come. Here is the attitude I want you to bring, so that the gracious salvation and the merciful Savior will come upon your life and things will become completely, totally different. Proverbs chapter 28, and we're reading from verse 13. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. You know, we human beings, unfortunately for us, we're like Adam. We're trying to cover the uncoverable, something that cannot be covered. We're trying to cover. It's like what Isaiah said. He said, the wrapper is too narrow and is too short and cannot cover the man. It's like the ostrich putting the head in the sand and the rest of the body is outside and the things is covered. We are not wise by thinking we can cover anything from the Lord. The moment you come and you say, Lord, there is nothing to cover, you are light. In the darkness you see as if it was in the light. If I take my bed and put it in the depths of hell, you are still seeing me there. If I go up to the moon or to the sky, you can see anything. Lord, I don't want to be foolish to say I want to cover my sin. What have I said? You have not heard. What have I done? You have not seen. You've seen everything. There's no problem. Don't cover anything. Everything is written in the book of records, in the book of remembrance. I will not cover up the uncoverable. I will not cover. Are you there? I will not cover the uncoverable. It says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. What does that mean? He cannot make it. He cannot succeed in covering the uncoverable. The Lord has put a policeman inside you. It's called conscience. And that conscience is always telling the Lord who put him there, the man has done this, the woman has done this. And the conscience is always reporting back to God. We cannot prosper in trying to cover our iniquity. But look at this. Whoso covereth, whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. That's how I had mercy. I came to the Lord. I said, Lord, look at me. At that time, all the people around me, they said I was the best religious person they had ever seen. Even the people didn't believe in God. They saw me and they said, your life is good. said, no, sir, my life is not good. Only Christ can make your life good. Give me a good amen. Amen. And then I responded to the call of the gospel. I said, Lord, here am I. They say I'm good, I know I'm bad. They say I'm holy, I know I was sinful. And I said, Lord, I opened up everything. And that same moment, the salvation of God came to me. This same moment, for you there, my brother, for you there, my sister, my son, my daughter there, the salvation of God is coming unto you tonight in Jesus' name. Whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Unmerited mercy, unmerited salvation, as you come, nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to the cross I cling. Your salvation is ready. It will be handed over to you right now. Point number two now. Number two, the undeniable mustard. Healing particular, peculiar sicknesses. Mustard, a mustard seed. We're told in Matthew chapter 17, reading from verse 19. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Look at verse 20. And then Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Stop right there for a moment. Why does not somebody get healed? Because the sickness is very serious? No, no. Because the sickness has been there for a long time? No, no. Because the sickness was initiated, originated, and kept there by Satan? No, no. Because it is hereditary. It happened to the father, it happened to the mother, it happened to the grandfather, happened to the grandmother. No, no, not because of that. Why have we not got the healing? It says, because of your unbelief. We put healing on our feeling. And when we put it on feeling, it is not on faith. We think maybe something like electric shock will pass our body. That's unbelief. We think we'll feel hurt. We think we'll feel a kind of heat within. No, it is not by feeling. It is by faith. Actually, we have different senses in the physical. The sense of sight, the sense of hearing, the sense of touch, the sense of feeling, and all the senses emotional that we feel in the body. And we think the healing will come through those five senses. No, that's why the centurion came and left the servant at home. And he wasn't even seeing the servant, touching the servant, feeling with the servant. And he said, Lord, my servant left home, sick of the palsy, I'm vexed, tormented. And the Lord said, I will come and heal him. That's what some people want. They want the physical journey and the physical touch and a physical shaking, but it's not by senses. Only believe, everything will be all right. Your body tonight, everything will be all right. Whatever may be the sign or the pain or the sickness in your body, everything going tonight in Jesus' name. Not by seeing, by faith. Not by feeling, by faith. Not by hearing, by faith. Not by feeling the coolness of something, but by faith. And so come by faith tonight, you are healed. I said you are healed. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed. That's the mustard there. Very small, very tiny. You cannot even feel its presence. That if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, remove henceforth to yonder place, and it shall remove. Cancer, be removed to yonder place, and it shall remove. Blindness, be removed to yonder place, and it shall remove. And all those things crawling about in the body, remove to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. Unto me is done. Tonight, that little, small, minute mustard seed of faith will roll everything out of your life in Jesus' name. Look at Luke chapter 17, verse 6. Luke chapter 17. And I'm reading from verse 6. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed. You see that? That's the Lord. That's what he said. He said, I don't need a big mountainous faith. I don't need a big caterpillar faith. All I need is that small mustard seed of faith. If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root. Be thou plucked up by the root. You see, there are some sicknesses, medical people will tell you, when they are present in the body, they have roots and tentacles that go deep into the body, into the veins of the body. But then when you command by faith, mustard seed faith, and you say, come out, all the roots of that sickness, everything will be uprooted out of your body. Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. And it will obey you. And it must obey you. Tonight is my night. The Lord will touch your life. The Lord will heal your body. And everything that has been a problem, pain, pandemic in your life tonight, it is canceled in Jesus' name. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Mark chapter 9, reading from verse 23. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, thou. Who is the person the Lord is talking to tonight? Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. If thou canst believe, all things. How many things? Salvation is possible. Healing is possible. Deliverance is possible. Freedom is possible. That mental attack, everything will vanish away. And all the arthritis, everything will vanish away. And the weakness of the body, any part of the body, you are not able to stand straight, everything will vanish away. Because if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. That's all we need. Just that mustard seed of faith, and as we believe and we call upon the name of the Lord, and we know the name of the Lord cannot fail. that miracle will happen in your life in Jesus' name. Mark chapter 11, reading from verse 20. Mark 11, reading from verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. If you've been in the farm before, like I was when I was very young, you want to kill a tree. If you cut it, the stem, and it falls down, it will appear, it's still fresh. The leaves are fresh and all that. But as you dig the root and you pull out the root, although it might appear strong and thick and fresh, by the following day you get there, because the roots are uprooted, everything will dry up. When the Lord comes against your infirmity and your sickness, from the root is dealt with. When you wake up the following morning, lo and behold, everything is gone. I said everything is gone. And everything you had written down on your paper as requests, and it appears it's still green, it's still there, that's just camouflage. By the time you wake up tomorrow, lo and behold, you stand up, you can get up. You stretch your hand, you can stretch your hand. You want to walk around, you can walk around. You look at what you were not able to see before, now you can see, and your eyesight is bright in Jesus' name. And so when they noticed that in the morning, as they passed by and they saw that fig tree dried up from the roots, in verse 21, and Peter calling to remembrance saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Then in verse 22, Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. There's no more problem. Have faith in God. That sickness that is raging now will have to go out, will have to come down. Have faith in God. Those demons that are making your body a kind of, their temple, doing whatever they can, they want to do, running up and down, have faith in God, they'll be driven out. And the sore that has not been healed for so many years, have faith in God tonight, that sore will dry up. And the ulcer that you've been suffering for so many years, have faith in God, that ulcer will be healed. And the cancer that they say you have to go through this and go through that before anything will happen, the name of Jesus tonight will make everything happen. Have faith in God. In verse 23, it says in verse 23, for verily I say unto you, look at Christ telling you, he never told a lie, he has never told a lie, will never tell a lie, and he says, I'm telling you the truth, verily, truly, assuredly, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, which mountain? The mountain in your life. The problem in your life, the incurable disease in your life, and that thing you've been praying and fasting about, and you've been wondering, how will I be free? Tonight, your freedom has come. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. Those things which will pray shall come to pass. Those things which will mention shall come to pass. And the things we mention tonight in prayer shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says. I will have whatsoever I say. I will have whatsoever I say. Say it for yourself now. If I say I am healed, I am healed. If I say I am delivered, I am delivered. If I say my yokes are broken, my yokes are broken. If I say demons will not have any power over my life anymore, lo and behold, demons will not have any power over me anymore. If I say that salvation is there, you'll find that salvation there. He shall have, he shall have, he shall have whatsoever he says. As you open your mouth and you tell the Lord and say, Lord, I know you provided everything for me, and I'm going to have everything Calvary has provided. I have everything now in Jesus' name. I have, I possess, I hold, I partake. It's mine. It's yours in Jesus' name. In verse 24, he tells us, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe. What things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe. And tonight we know that God is going to work miracle in every life. Christ, the ever-present miracle worker, is going to do it, accomplish it in your life tonight in Jesus' name. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. I will have them. I will have them. Salvation is coming to you tonight. You'll have salvation in Jesus' name. Your freedom, your forgiveness, your redemption is coming to you tonight. You will not miss it in Jesus' name. Number one is the unmerited mercy for penitent sinners. Number two is the undeniable mustard healing, particular, peculiar sicknesses. Number three now, the unfailing miracle. Your miracle will not fail. Your miracle will not delay. The unfailing miracle from the powerful Savior. Let's come to Acts chapter 10, and we're reading from verse 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. And that anointing has not faded away, is still there. That anointing has not passed away, is still there. That anointing is not weakened, it is still there. How God anointed Jesus, God, the God who changes not, the one who says, I am God, I change not. Anointed Jesus, that's the Jesus, the same yesterday and today and forever. Think about that. God unchanging, Christ unchanging, and the anointing unchanging. How God, the unchangeable God, anointed Jesus of Nazareth, the unchanging, unshakable Christ, with the Holy Ghost, the Father God, the Son, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, the third person in the Trinity, with power, who went about doing good, went about doing good in your life tonight, going about doing good by your seat over there tonight, going about and doing good in your house there tonight, God going about and doing good. Amen. On the first day of this crusade, the great miracle explosion crusade. Somebody shout, miracle explosion. In Ogun State, in one of the cities there, a sister was not able to go to the meeting because of a personal peculiar problem. And so she stayed at home. And she invited another sister, aged 87 years of age. And they set the radio for her to listen in the Yoruba local language. In the other room, that sister with her children, they were watching the English version on video. And when I got to point three on the first day, the elderly sister rose up to go to the restroom and so as to ease herself. Remember, very old, age 87. And then as she was coming back, she had finished in the restroom and then came back. As she got back, remember, she was alone listening to the radio. She slumped and died. And the sister that invited her was in the other room. They were enjoying the message. And when I gave the altar call, they couldn't hear any sound from her side. And so they came to her side where she was. They found her on the ground. And then they called her name, no answer. They looked at her very closely. She was not breathing. They pushed her. There was no response. Then they began to shout. And as they began to shout, neighbors gathered. They called the children where they were nearby. And those children came. And they called Mama, their own mother. Mama would not answer. They pushed her. They took her hand. They did everything. There was no evidence of life. No breath. No pulse. Nothing. She was gone. And then we finished over here. We finished the altar call. And we said, now we're going to pray. And the minister, our moderator, called me. And as I came to the pulpit here, and I announced that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then I said, we're going to pray now. And we began to pray before the final amen. That woman rose up. God is still working. And in your life, it will work in Jesus' name. And as she woke up, she saw a crowd. And she saw her children. Ah, children, why are you here? All this cried, a crowd, why are you here? And he said, Mama, you had gone. You had died. He said, I only found myself in a particular place. Many, many people there. They were all sitting down. I was only there. I was the only one standing up. And eventually, as she came back to life, they said she started speaking in tongues. She couldn't talk Yoruba language or English language, just speaking in tongues. And then after some times, after speaking in tongues, then she called Jesus. There was joy in that place. In this same crusade, it has happened there, it will happen to you. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good over there, doing good over there, doing good over there, and healing all, and healing all, and healing all. You are there, and healing all. You are part of this, and healing all. You are getting it, and healing all. You have got it all. That oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Congratulations, blessings for you. Congratulations, salvation for you. Congratulations, deliverance for you. Total redemption for you tonight, in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Salvation is yours for the taking tonight. The moment you say, yes, Lord, I am here. I need forgiveness. I want freedom. I want salvation. That salvation is yours for the asking. Heads bowed and eyes closed. There's no wasting of time tonight, because your salvation is available and it's ready. And if you want that salvation now and that forgiveness now, just raise up your hand and say, Lord, I'm here. Your salvation is my Christ died for me to take away all my sin. Lord, I am here. If you're not sure of salvation, you'll be sure tonight. If you have been wondering, am I saved? Am I not saved? Just raise up your hand. If you have been wondering, I still feel the pressure of sin and the power of sin in my life. Your salvation is here now. God is about to write your name in the book of life. Raise up that hand. God bless you there. God bless you there. Salvation is coming to you tonight. As you are raising up your hand, just stand up and get that salvation. Stand up on your feet. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Stand up. God bless you there. God bless you there. Tonight, that salvation will not fail to get to you. Salvation. 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 In your soul, in your spirit, the Lord is setting you free tonight. And the Lord is giving you that forgiveness, that freedom, and that salvation. Just rise up wherever you are. Don't dilly-dally with Satan. Don't argue with Satan. You don't want to spend another night in sin, another night in guilt, another night in condemnation. Just say, yes, Lord, I come. Yes, Lord, I come. Yes, Lord, I come. I give myself. I hand over myself. I surrender completely without any reservation. I surrender to the Lord right now. Just stand up with your hand raised. Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that Jesus died for me. I recognize myself a sinner. I feel the guilt. I feel the condemnation. But Lord, I come to you because you died for me to bring me out of sin, out of shame, out of evil habits, and to bring me as a son, as a daughter, to glory and to grace. I accept, I receive your mercy, your forgiveness, your salvation at this time. It's not by merit. I know it's by your mercy. I have it now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am saved. Thank you, Lord. I am forgiven. Thank you, Lord. All my sins, as many as they might have been, all my sins are taken away. Salvation has come to me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Keep on standing and praying for you now. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that Christ, your only begotten Son, went to the cross and he died for everyone. And these have raised up their hands as a sign of surrender unto you. And they have stood up unashamedly that they want your salvation. And they claim your salvation right now. Let the reality of their salvation done on them right now, that they be saved in Jesus' name. Forgive all their sins. Set them free from all their sins. And let that same salvation that Christ provided for them on the cross of Calvary be theirs right now. Confirm the salvation. And let the joy and the victory and the triumph of salvation be theirs, everyone, right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord has done it. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there. They'll give you the sleeves to fill. Fill that correctly and hand over back to them. Heaven rejoices and we rejoice with you that now you are saved. I call on our moderator tonight to please take over.
Councillors are with you there. Congratulations. Welcome to the family of God. And if you give your life to Christ tonight, just look around you. Look at this large multitude. They are your brothers and your sisters. See the family you belong to now. Very many. And if you have been listening carefully to the international choir, you see people singing from all over the world. That means that if you go to America, your brothers are there. You go to India, your brothers are there. You go to Pakistan, your sisters are there. All over the world. Welcome to this great family. That's why you must give us the correct information. You write your name in capital letters. Don't use small letter. And then your phone number, write it correctly. 11 digits. And if there's a name they call you in your where you live, write it down. Maybe Papa John, write it down. And if you are watching online and you just gave your life to Christ, look at the crowd here. Your brothers and sisters are all here. And all you need to do is you visit the link showing on the screen, and then you fill the form so that we can assist you further in your new walk with the Lord. And if you are listening via radio and you just gave your life to Christ, send us your name, your phone number, your email address by SMS, or you can send it through WhatsApp. Now listen carefully. This is the number. +234. That's the Nigerian code. 915-44-49-263. Again, send your name, your phone number, your email address to through SMS or WhatsApp to this number, +234-915-44-49-263. Do that now. Welcome to this great family. Our ushers, our counselors are by your side. Don't be omitted. Make sure that you give them your name. Give them your address. Give them your phone number. Write everything in capital letters. When you have finished completing the form, give the forms back to the ushers. Let's do that very quickly. And if you have just given your life to Christ, there is a Compass Rally. For those who are here now, there's a banquet tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. This banquet is going to hold at the Deeper Life High School to my right there. Make sure you are there. Join others. And the Lord will bless you mightily. But then if you are an online, convert, there's also a special banquet. If you are watching online now, you gave your life to Christ. On Sunday, there is going to be a rally. That rally is holding at a time that will be communicated to you. Sunday, 2nd of January. There's a special banquet. All the details will be sent to you as you send all the informations required of you. Those who are here, don't forget tomorrow, 2 o'clock, you are going to meet at the Deeper Life High School on this ground. And in all our states, and in all nations, our leaders, our overseers, our pastors will be telling you where you are going to have your banquet. For Lagos, 2nd of January 2022. Please make sure you are there. as we welcome you to this great, great family of God. Counselors, please, let's hurry up, because our list is long. I want to tick everything good tonight. Hurry up, hurry up. We are waiting. Miracle time is here. It's coming now. And if you are sitting and you are just waiting for the prayer time, if I were you, I will start praying now. I will start praying now. I will start telling God now, Lord, I am here tonight. You cannot leave me this way. The man of God has given us the word of God. And he has given us the assurance that tonight is my night. If you are watching online, whether you are in Canada or you are in America or in any country in Europe or in any of the African nations, this is the time to begin to pray now. You are crying unto God and say, oh God, tonight is my night. That as the man of God comes up, oh, you will not pass me by. Are you praying, brother? Oh, you are just looking at this one, writing this. You know, the brethren that give their lives to Christ, they have gotten the number one miracle. And they are expecting number two, number three, number four, number five, number six. And they are expecting all the other miracles that will be added unto them. Why don't you talk to God now? And begin to pray and tell the Lord, look, I am here now. The one is gone. The two is gone. The three is gone. The four is today. And today is my day. Counselors, where are you? How far? All the supervisors, just let me know if you are finished. To my left-hand side, wave your hand. Let me see you. If all is well now, you have taken all the names. Where are you? Just wave your hand. To my left, where are you? Wave your hand at me. Let me see. And then in front of me, right in front of me, I see you there. And then to my right, where are you? I see you there. Anyone, if you are online, join us now. Join us now. If you're on radio, you're on television, I've given you the number. Complete that form. Send it to us now. The email address is there on the screen. Send the SMS now. WhatsApp number now. Nobody will be left out tonight. I know online brethren, you know our Father and the Lord have you as special. You are very special to him. He wants to hear your testimony. The miracle is not only for those who are those online. Our daddy is very particular about you. I am telling you tonight, you will see something you have never seen before. The miracle you have been expecting all these years will happen. Lazarus was dead. He came back again to life. 87-year-old woman was dead. She came again to life. What is your problem tonight that God cannot solve? Why don't you pray now and say, oh God, look at me. I am here this night. I am here this night. Oh Lord, look at number one problem. Lord, look at number two problem. Lord, look at number three problem. Begin to pray now and begin to tell the Lord. When the man of God comes up, it's just to cement everything, to summarize. That's what's happening tonight. Now, let's welcome our Father and the Lord who is coming. Come on now, stand on your feet. The miracle time has come. Miracle time has come. Miracle time has come. Power time has come.
Praise the Lord. Our minister said, as loud as your hallelujah is, so will your miracle be. Your time has come, and the power of God is coming to you right now. Remember, is the ever-present miracle-working Christ. How God, the unchanging God, how God, the eternal God, how God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, anointed Jesus. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever, doing good, healing the sick, delivering the oppressed, how he has been anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, he's going about right now, he's coming to your side right there. And the power will touch you, and his glory will touch you, and the healing will touch you, and the deliverance will touch you. And the anointing that breaks every yoke will break all the yokes in your life tonight in Jesus' name. healing all. Healing all. Are you part of that? Healing all. I said, are you part of that? Instantaneous miracle. Undeniable miracle. Unlimited miracle. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Think about that. God with him, and he with us. The power is present now. So raise up your hand wherever you are. And wherever you have the problem, you have the challenge, lay hands in that place. Blind eyes will open. Them legs will walk. That shorter leg will grow out. The tumor will vanish away. Miracles everywhere tonight. Here, there, online, social media, everywhere. Whatever you ask, everything is done. It's time now for you. Father, in Jesus' name, we exalt you tonight. We glorify you tonight. We magnify your name tonight. And we believe. We pin our faith on what you did on the cross of Calvary. We know you cannot fail. You will not fail. Everyone here, let there be a divine touch in every life in Jesus' name. Anywhere the problem is, in the head, in their mind, in their heart, in their kidney, in their lungs, in their livers, in their blood system, in their joints, in their bones, Lord, I pray, touch them, transform them, heal them in Jesus' name. Whatever the name of the sickness, whatever the name of the disease or infirmity, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. That mountain, move out. That tree of disease, be uprooted in Jesus' name. The spirit of death, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, let there be a confirmation right now. Healing everywhere. Deliverance everywhere. Yokes broken everywhere. Lord, miracle everywhere now. Left, right, center, back, everywhere. Here, there, online, everywhere. Manifestation for everyone right now. I thank you, Lord, because I know it is done. It is done. Confirmation, Lord, in every life. In Jesus' name, I pray.